Welcome to the Victory of the Lamb podcast. We are a simple, straightforward Bible teaching church in Katy, Texas. If you are in the area, we'd love for you to stop by anytime. Otherwise, we hope you use this podcast to grow in your faith and be confident in sharing it with many. You can find us online at votl.org. We hope you enjoy this message, and God bless your week.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in abundance from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gives us the crown jewel of Christianity. I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. We say those words pretty much every Sunday in the Apostles' Creed. And to you, are they a jewel, even a crown jewel? Your greatest possession? Or do you not value them that highly? Think about that as we examine the scriptures today from Matthew chapter 28, focusing especially on verses 1 through 6. But before we get to those verses, think about this story that happened back in 1989, not all that long ago, just a little bit south of the Mexico-U.S. border. A Mexican man did something very ordinary. He walked into Radio Shack and bought a metal detector. Not a big deal. And then, about 70 miles south of the Arizona-Mexico border, he practiced a little bit with some coins that he buried himself and some other rusty nails, and then set out across the Sonoran Desert because he had heard that maybe he could find some gold nuggets there. Now, the Sonoran Desert can be up to 125 degrees in the shade, and the wind that blows during that time of year is like a blazing hot furnace. Yet for hours after hours, hundreds of hours after hundreds of hours, this man walked in a grid-like pattern to make sure he didn't miss anything, but also didn't backtrack much. And every now and then he found a beep or two, but didn't really find much other than scrap iron or some rusty old bullets. Until after all these hours, in that hot desert sun and wind, the beep sounded a little different. And the man set down his metal detector and started to dig and dig a little more. And then he saw the first gleam of bright, shiny gold. And he dug some more, and he dug some more, and he dug some more, and he dug some more. And when he unearthed what he had found, he had found a gold nugget in the shape of a boot. The largest gold nugget this side of the Western Hemisphere. His gold nugget was almost a foot long and 7 inches wide. It weighed over 25 pounds. He found what's known as the boot of Cortez. And maybe 20 years after he had found it, it sold at an auction for $1.5 million. Pretty good day, wouldn't you say? This man, when he set out across the desert, was hoping for a few gold nuggets he never found. He'd find the crown jewel of all gold discovery in that desert, even in the Western Hemisphere. So also, some women walking to the tomb Easter morning were not expecting to find a crown jewel. In fact, they weren't expecting to find any jewel. They were going to the grave because their dear friend Jesus had died. They had been there through thick and thin when so many others abandoned him, even his own disciples left him at his darkest hour. These women held fast. They were going to the dreadful grave, and no matter what they brought with them, no matter how they tried to talk themselves into it, they could not nicify the situation, because nobody can nicify death. We try that too, a little bit at least. Cemeteries have beautiful, freshly planted flowers and beautiful, freshly cut grass. And even while that is so much better in a cemetery than a cemetery with weeds growing everywhere all over the place, it still doesn't really nicify it, wouldn't you say? It doesn't take the sting away. Death still stinks, and death still hurts. So these women went to the tomb with spices, hoping to give a little tender love and human dignity to the body of the Christ. Things had happened so fast on that Good Friday, they didn't have time to do that. They hoped to take their time, carefully, slowly rubbing the spices into the cold, lifeless body. They hoped to take their time, carefully, slowly covering his cold cheeks with the burial cloth around his head. But when they got there, they saw lightning. Listen to the scripture verses, and I think you'll see what I mean. Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The women went to the tomb, and they saw lightning because they saw an angel there with clothes as white and bright as lightning. When's the last time you've ever stared at lightning? When's the last time you even just come out of a dark room into a bright light and it took a little while for your eyes to adjust? Just imagine how long it took for these women to have their eyes adjust as they were staring at an angel dressed in bright clothes, as bright as lightning, as white as the snow. The angel had been commissioned from God himself on heaven's throne high above to deliver a personal message to those women and to all people of all time, the crown jewel of Christianity. Here's what it was. Verse 5 and 6, the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." That cold, gray grave had become the very first Easter pulpit. The angel's message, "He is not here. He has risen," were beautiful and powerful and tender all at once. And the women began to sort through that and process it. And they began to think about how over the last month, Jesus several different times had said, "The Son of Man is going to be handed over into the hands of evil men, and he will suffer, and he will die, and on the third day he will rise again." The women maybe started to think, you know what? This morning is the third day since Jesus died. And then they had perhaps recalled the last week, just a little over a week before, when at Lazarus's tomb, Jesus confidently stood on his own two feet and said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die." And then he raised Lazarus from the dead before their very eyes. And they began to put the pieces together and think, maybe Jesus does have power over death. He does have life after death, that you can live even though you have died. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. The crown jewel of Christianity was beginning to sink in. How about with you? Let's go back to that initial question of the day. I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Is that to you like a crown jewel on a high pedestal? Or is it more like a few rusty old bullets buried in the desert sand? Well, this last week, today, what's occupying your mind? Is your crown jewel winning an argument? And in your mind, you keep rolling over the details of why you're right and they're wrong and what you can say next and how you can really show them who's boss. Well, if you're thinking about winning the argument, I guess you might win the argument, but you very well also might lose a friend. And certainly, in that situation, if that is what is front and center on your mind and heart, the crown jewel of Christianity is like a few rusty bullets. Who cares if they're even there or not? What about a lot of people's crown jewel? Money, 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 money. I know that we all, me too, would love to say, I'm not greedy. I don't want to be known as a greedy person. And it's not all about the money. It never is. And yet if you could peel back the scorecard of your thoughts, if you had one, and on the one side were all the thoughts about saving, spending, or planning, the dollars and the cents, and you had dollars and cents going through your mind all the time. And on the other side was a meter of how many Bible verses and promises of God, things that Jesus had said, going through your mind and heart all the time. We might have to admit that at least sometimes we fall into the money, money, money side of thinking. And the crown jewel of Christianity has become like a few rusty bullets that doesn't even impact us all that much because we're not thinking straight. What about how to cope with trouble? How to cope with the unusual time we're going through right now in our country, in our world? How to cope with any trouble, for that matter? Do you find yourself saying words that are sort of generic, like, well, everything's going to be okay. Everything happens for a reason. Even though deep down you don't really know if everything's going to be okay or when it's going to be okay, because it doesn't seem like anytime soon, actually. If you say generic things like that, but not solid promises of God like, He is not here, He has risen just as He said, and that means I will rise too, that means my sins are forgiven, you've taken the crown jewel and all it offers you and treating it as though it's just a few rusty bullets in the sand. Don't make that mistake any longer. Don't listen to Jesus and His crown jewel He offers you and continue to treat it as though it's yesterday's news and humdrum and any and ordinary. No, listen to Jesus' words. He is not here. He is risen, just as He said. And rejoice with all your heart, because Jesus lives, just as He said, and that means He really is the Son of God. No one else is. Jesus has risen, just as He said, and that means you one day will rise too from your own grave. Jesus is risen, just as He said, and that means that one day you will see all the believers who have gone before you, except this time there won't be any tension or pain or suffering or crying. Jesus lives, just as He said. And that means that heaven is your home. Jesus lives just as He said. And that means that there is no such thing as an eternal problem. If you're in an argument with somebody, that's not an eternal problem. COVID-19 is not an eternal problem. There is no such thing as an eternal problem because Jesus lives just as He said. And one day all of your problems will vanish like smoke. What a gift to know the crown jewel of Christianity, that we believe in the resurrection of the body, yes, my body, and the life everlasting, yes, for me, not just everybody else, but me too. What a gift to know that as you put one foot in front of the next during this earthly life, through all the ups and downs, through all the short-term gains and losses, in the end, the final chapter of your life is not death, period. But because you believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, it's death, comma. Death, comma, I will go to heaven one day and see my Savior. Death, comma, and I will see all the angels with their clothes like lightning, and I myself will have a transformed, glorious body with clothes like lightning. it's death, comma, and heaven will be my home for all eternity. What a gift that the same news about the Christ will also be the same news about you one day. He is not here. She is not here. They have risen. Just as Jesus said, rejoice and be thankful all your life for the crown jewel of Christianity and all that it has to offer you. Never again mistake it for a few rusty old bullets, something ordinary or lesser. Amen.
Time is precious. Thank you so much for investing some of your time with us today. Could I ask you for one more favor? If you're enjoying this podcast, please don't forget to click subscribe and give us a rating. Just a few seconds of your time will help other people hear the simple, straightforward Bible message we offer. Thank you so much. God bless your day in Christ.